The five luminous mysteries. The first mystery, the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Maria Valtorta describes a vision she sees on the west bank of the River Jordan, where John the Baptist is standing on a rock addressing a crowd. He is announcing the Messiah and exhorting the people to prepare their hearts for his coming. But it is a violent and harsh speech. He is a doctor who lays the wound bare, scrutinizes it, and cuts it mercilessly. While I am listening, I see my Jesus walking along a path. There is nothing to distinguish him from the others. His clothes are those of common people, and there is no divine sign discriminating him from the crowd. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It would appear that John senses a special spirituality coming from behind. He turns around and moves quickly towards Jesus. Jesus and John stare at each other for a moment. One is the antithesis of the other. Jesus is fair-haired. His hair is long and tidy. His face is white ivory. His eyes blue. His garment simple but majestic. John's straight black hair falls unevenly onto his shoulders. His feverish eyes are black. His complexion is dark, tanned by the sun, and he is half naked in his camel hair garment. They look like a savage and an angel seen close together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
John, after scrutinizing Jesus with his piercing eyes, exclaims, "Here is the Lamb of God. How is it that my Lord comes to me?" Jesus replies calmly, "To fulfill the penitential rite." "Never, my Lord. I must come to you to be sanctified, and you are coming to me?" And Jesus, laying his hand on the head of John, who had bowed down in front of him, replies, "Let it be done as I wish, so that all justice may be fulfilled, that your right may become the beginning of a higher mystery, and that men may be informed that the victim is in the world. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
John looks at Jesus with his eyes sweetened by tears and leads him towards the bank of the river. Jesus takes off his mantle and tunic and is left with a pair of short trousers. He then descends into the water where John baptizes him, pouring on his head some water from the river by means of a cup. Jesus is really the Lamb, a Lamb in the whiteness of his flesh, in the modesty of his gestures, in the meekness of his look. Jesus then climbs onto the bank, and after putting on his clothes, he concentrates on praying. John points him out to the crowd and testifies that he recognized him by the sign that the Spirit of God had shown him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus comments to Maria Valtorta. The wisdom of the Lord had chosen that moment and that way for our meeting. He united us in that hour to open the heavens above me. He descended himself, a divine dove, on him who was to baptize men with that dove. And his announcement was heard descending from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This was so that men should have no excuse or doubt in following or not following me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Some time later, Jesus is speaking from a boat near the beach at Bethsaida to a crowd of people sitting on the sand. He compares a miracle he had just performed in curing a woman of leprosy to the cleansing needed from the leprosy of sin. How many of those, he asks, who entered the water of the Jordan to obey the precursor's exhortation have not come out as cleansed as she was? Your souls are to be baptized by your will to be clean and ready for God's banquet. No sin is so grave that it cannot be removed, first by repentance, then by grace, finally by the Saviour. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
2 years later, Andrew, the quiet one, reminisces about the meeting of Jesus with John the Baptist. I had noticed a young, handsome man coming calmly towards us. His blue eyes rested for a moment on me, and I felt as if my soul was being caressed. John had already said, "Someone will come, and I am not fit to undo the straps of his sandals." When John, after the enrapturing thunder of God, and after the unimaginable brightness of the light in the shape of a dove of peace, when he said, "Here is the Lamb of God," I cried, "I believe!" with the voice of my soul. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Near the end of his public life, Jesus foreshadows the future sacrament of baptism. The grace which I'm about to restore to you will help you enter the joy of the kingdom of heaven. Infants will enter heaven, and they will rejoice because of the beatitude given to them gratuitously, and because heaven is joy. But adults and old people will also enter heaven, those who have lived, fought, and won victories over Satan, the world, and the flesh. And great, very great, will be their beatitude of winners, so great that man cannot imagine it. Baptism, a sacrament instituted by me in place of the baptism of John the Precursor, contains in itself all the elements to lead you to holiness. It gives you grace, and whoever has grace has everything. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In one of his last teachings before ascending into heaven, Jesus says to his apostles, "I washed you first, then I gave myself to you. You also will wash with baptism those who will come to me, so that they may not receive my body unworthily. Baptize with water in the name of the God, one and threefold, in my name and through my infinite merits. In this way, original sin may be cancelled from hearts, sins may be remitted, grace and the holy virtues may be infused, and the Holy Spirit may descend to dwell in consecrated temples, that is, in the bodies of men living in the grace of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
If on the point of death a divine miracle of mine had made me descend from the cross, I solemnly tell you that with the blood I had shed, I would have redeemed the sins, but not the original sin. The full consummation was required for that. Really, the wholesome water of which Ezekiel speaks came out of this side of mine. Immerse souls into it so that they may come out of it spotless to receive the Holy Spirit. In recollection of that breath which the Creator breathed on Adam to give him the Spirit and thus the image and likeness of himself, the Holy Spirit will come to breathe and dwell in the hearts of men who have been redeemed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins,
save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.